Welcome. Today we're heading to Seville, a city where monumental Moorish-influenced architecture meets the easy, sociable rhythm of neighborhood life. This is a compact 3-day visit built around grand rooms, shaded streets, the Guadalquivir, and meals that invite you to linger. The useful approach is simple. Plan the major landmarks, then protect some empty space around them. Seville is not only the checklist of beautiful buildings. Its appeal lies in the pause between stops. A courtyard's cool shade, a late afternoon walk, a busy bar counter. You can arrive by air or by rail, and once you are central, the city rewards being on foot. The historic core is compact, though its lanes can be wonderfully confusing. A map helps, but so does accepting that a wrong turn may lead to a tiled doorway or a quiet little square. For longer hops, buses, trams, and the metro can be useful, especially if your accommodation is outside the center. In warm weather, think like a local. Start earlier, slow down in the middle of the day, carry water, and choose shaded routes whenever you can. Begin day one in the historic heart with the cathedral and the Giralda. The cathedral's scale is striking, but the Giralda is the real bridge into Seville's layered past. Its tower began as the minaret of the Almohad Mosque that once stood here, before becoming the cathedral's bell tower. Afterward, give the royal Alcazar generous time. It is not one single frozen monument. It is a palace complex shaped and extended across centuries. Look closely at the geometric tilework, carved decoration, water, and courtyards. These elements make the Moorish architectural legacy feel immediate rather than abstract. Then let the gardens reset the pace. Fountains, greenery, and long paths offer a welcome contrast to the city streets. I would avoid trying to absorb every room at speed. Pick a few details to remember, light catching a tile panel, the sound of water, or a view framed by an arch. Finish in Santa Cruz, the old Jewish quarter, where narrow lanes and small plazas make wandering the point. It can be busy, so step aside rather than blocking doorways and keep voices down in residential corners. The evening is ideal for an unhurried first tapas stop. On day two, cross the Guadalquivir to Triana. The river is a useful line through the city's story, and the walk across it changes the mood immediately. Triana feels more neighborhood-focused, with a strong identity connected to ceramics, flamenco traditions, and everyday street life. Walk the riverfront without rushing, then explore Triana's smaller streets and, if it suits your appetite, its market area. There is no prize for ordering the longest list of dishes. Tapas work best as a shared social rhythm, even when you are traveling solo. Order a little, pause, observe, then decide what sounds good next. For dinner, move between a couple of relaxed places rather than treating the evening as a food marathon. Try a cool gazpacho if the day has been warm, spinach with chickpeas for a deeply rooted Andalusian flavor, or jamón served simply. The pleasure is as much in the conversation and tempo around you as on the plate. Day 3 starts at Plaza de España, where the semicircular building, canal, bridges and ceramic details create one of Seville's most theatrical public spaces. It is popular for good reason, but arrive with patience. Let people take their photographs, keep clear of the tilework, and notice the craftsmanship beyond the grand view. From there, wander through Maria Luisa Park. Its broad paths and leafy corners make a gentler final morning than another museum-heavy itinerary. This is also a good moment to revisit a favorite neighborhood, return to a market, or simply sit with a coffee and let the city's pace set your own. Leave room for one final meal that is not squeezed between sights. Perhaps choose a plate of local sweets afterward, or return to the place where you had your best bite on the first evening. Repetition can be part of travel too. It is how a city starts to feel less like a backdrop. For the most comfortable visit, spring and autumn are generally excellent choices. The light is lovely and walking is easier. Summer in Seville can be intensely hot, so it calls for a slower itinerary and realistic expectations. Whatever the season, reserve major sites in advance when appropriate and avoid building your day around tight connections. At churches and religious sites, dress modestly and follow any entry guidance. In crowded historic spaces, be patient with staff and other visitors. And in busy residential neighborhoods, remember that the streets are people's home territory, not an open-air stage. A little consideration makes the visit better for everyone. Seville's best lesson is to pair its essential landmarks with time to wander, eat slowly, and follow the shade. 3 days can hold the cathedral, Alcazar, Triana, Plaza de España, and still leave room for discovery. Thanks for listening, and safe travels until next time.